Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all? Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
And good stormy afternoon. I'm your host of The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I have been talking about the documentary Sound of Freedom, and I got caught in a trap, and I'm going to read the trap, or the, wasn't a lie, it was just what I had read. I've been promoting the Sound of Freedom. I haven't seen it yet. But I thought this was a third of a trilogy of Mel Gibson's. Well, he was involved, but not to the extent that this was a documentary that he put together. So this is from WeGotThisCovered.com. Mel Gibson's team responds to the rumors he's making a documentary about the worldwide trafficking ring. This was a Sunday, June 9th, here, 2023. One of the strangest rumors to emerge this week. Widespread claims Mel Gibson was in the process of directing a four-part documentary series to expose the $34 billion worldwide trafficking operation. Gibson's team declined to comment when the Wrap inquired on the matter. The two-time Academy Award winner's publicist, Alan Nairobe, did let the Associated Press know that, quote, he is not making any documentary. Furthermore, end quote. Furthermore, Operation Underground Railroad founder Tom Ballard also offered his own two cents. He said, quote, Mel deserves all the credit for taking the initiative to further the critical work that we do. I am personally grateful for his support as we worked on this documentary. However, reports this four-part series is actually being produced by Mel Gibson are not accurate. It's being produced by Nick Nanton of DNA Films and includes several executive producers such as Kyle Cease, Tony, and Sage Robbins, and other wonderful and talented people. So I was mistaken. I heard the same rumor, and I try to be careful with what I present, and I'm glad that I found it. I decided to look into it a little deeper. PolitiFact: Mel Gibson's publicist dispels rumors about the actor working on a child sex trafficking documentary, and this was out of PolitiFact.com. Operation Underground Railroad. Is a nonprofit aimed at rescuing children from sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. It was founded by Tim Ballard, who said that Gibson isn't a producer on the organization's upcoming documentary about child sex trafficking, according to Entertainment Weekly. Ballard said in a statement to the magazine that Gibson called him in 2022 with valuable intelligence regarding children who were rumored to be vulnerable to human traffickers in Ukraine. American CIA Nazi operation in Ukraine. And he deserves all the credit for taking the initiative to further the critical work that we do. He said in a statement that Gibson did, again, but Ballard said, reports this four-part series is actually being produced by Gibson are not accurate. So I wanted to just inform everyone that Gibson and Ballard have been in touch, and as I read, Gibson did talk to Mr. Ballard about sex trafficking, and probably human trafficking in Ukraine. They didn't discuss the matter of child sacrifice or human sacrifice. This was put together, I think, 2018, 2019. Between 2018, 2019, here 4 or 5 years later, this human trafficking, sex slave, child abduction, pedophilia has gone to a new level. It's in a whole new atmosphere. The movie, as it has been put together over the last 4 years and now recently released, it has gone much darker. What is happening in that world is much darker, much more, it has grown. And I guarantee you, there are many of these people that are being, not just, there aren't transactions to buy a slave or to sell a slave or a human, but sacrifice, and especially child sacrifice. When we get back, I'm going to briefly talk about Terminator robots and self-healing metals. We're in an age where whatever man can imagine to do, it is not impossible. If man decides to take ancient DNA from Nephilim, half angel, half man, or the DNA with mankind blended in with fallen angels, we have the technology to take some of the giants that existed at one time, which were half human, half angel, fallen angel, and bring them back to life, or at least bring the DNA back to life, and put that DNA, inject it into people, making them added DNA individuals. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, every afternoon, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, Radio Church. DNA of Fallen Angels. DNA of Neanderthal Man. Creatures Predating Adam and Eve. The ability to take DNA from these creatures and bring it back to life and inject it into mankind. Experiments, what you would call DNA that has eternal life. Can't be destroyed. Well, you can destroy it through fire, but you can't, as long as you keep it alive in a host, it never dies. The swabs and the vaccinations, swabs had on the tip of the swab that they would stick up the sinus cavity, had the DNA of insects. And the people that did the testing, they have received an additional DNA of insects of one kind or another. With the vaccinations, yes, they have graphene oxide, they have nano everything, nano this, nano that. And they do have metals, heavy metals, aluminum, and radioactive, whatever, isotopes, or I don't know what you call them. And also, possibly, the DNA of fallen angels. I didn't bring the articles, which I've already read on previous programs of The Present Truth, the documentation that Neanderthal man, they recovered the DNA. It is not the exact same DNA of Adam and Eve. It is different from creatures that lived prior to Adam and Eve. And some of this DNA is now inside of who knows how many thousands of people. Now, what mankind can imagine, the book of Genesis says that, and even God confirms it, that if mankind is one, if they are united on a plan or an objective, nothing will be kept from them. Everything will be possible. Tim Ballard of the DailyFetched.com. I'm sorry, wrong article. This is from DailyMail.co.uk. Terminator robots move closer as scientists find self-healing metals. If mankind is one, nothing will be impossible. This is what is stated in the book of Genesis. And God said that he, a plurality, a triune God, said that he would confuse the languages of mankind to keep them confused so they would not be one. Because whatever they imagined to do, it would be possible. They were building a tower that would reach to heaven. Well, they weren't talking about a physical tower. They were talking about a way to transcend space, what we could term magically, or even more logically now, using CERN to open portals, to open the door between our dimension that we live in, that we exist in, that we understand, the consciousness that we have, into the realm where God and the holy angels and the fallen angels and the demons live. the realm of the spirit. And this is what they're doing at CERN, opening portals, opening for a split second a doorway between the two dimensions, and something from the other dimension can come through, and what comes through can be demonic, is coming through. Eventually, the dimension between hell and earth is going to be opened, and out of that dimension, things are going to come out like smoke. The demons that are locked, kept down there will come out, the spirits, whatever evil. So the idea, according to the article, of indestructible killer robots may sound like something straight out of the Terminator movie. It could soon become reality. Scientists have just witnessed metal healing itself for the first time without any human intervention, meaning solder or welding. U.S.-based study overturned everything we thought we knew about metals by revealing that cracks from wear and tear can actually mend themselves under certain conditions. This was absolutely stunning to watch firsthand, said Brad Boyce, a scientist at Sandia National Laboratories, who led the study with Texas A&M University. Scientists were 40 minutes into an experiment when the damage that had been done to this metal reversed as a T-junction crack fused back together as if it were never there in the first place. We have confirmed, what we have confirmed is that metals have their own intrinsic natural ability to heal themselves, at least in the case of fatigue damage at a nanoscale. While much remains unknown about the self-healing process, scientists believe the process known as cold welding may have played a role. This can occur at the tip of metal fatigue, allowing bare metals to join when compressed under contact. However, this was primarily tested in vacuum conditions, so it is not yet clear if a lack of oxygen also plays a role. This was an entirely unexpected discovery, as scientists only intended to evaluate how cracks would spread through a 40 nanometer thick piece of platinum when pressure was applied. 40 minutes into the experiment, the damage reversed. The T-junction crack fused back together as if it were never there in the first place. As more pressure was applied, the crack regrew in a different direction. Amazed scientists watched through a telescope. Cracks in metal were only ever expected to get bigger, not smaller. Even some of the basic equations we use to describe crack growth preclude the possibility of such healing processes. This study comes 10 years after Michael Demkowitz of Massachusetts Institute of Technology put forward a similar theory about self-healing metals. What we need are the ability to heal broken brains, the broken thinking of this nation, the people of this country that have broken thinking, broken brains, can't think right. Now, there was a tornado in North Carolina. Could this be an act of God? You see, there are times when God does have to intervene in the affairs of men and allow things to happen to protect mankind. Well, I'll leave you with that thought as I read the article. dailymail.co.uk. Pfizer factories reduced to rubble by North Carolina tornado. Pfizer factory in North Carolina destroyed by tornado on Wednesday. 50,000 pallets of medicines strewn across a site in rain, and the roof crumpled and twisted by 150 mile per hour winds. Officials in two counties say 16 people were injured, including two with life-threatening wounds. 89 buildings damaged as storms passed through North Carolina. Tornado started near Nashville, North Carolina, around 12:35 p.m., swept northeast through Rocky Mount, 60 miles east of Raleigh, where it devastated the Pfizer facility. Home run, I guess. Strike. Or not a home run, just a strike. Strike one. Nash County Sheriff Keystone said the warehouse bore the brunt of the damage, adding, "I've got reports of 50,000 pallets of medicine that are strewn across the facility and damaged through the rain and the wind." It was devastated, this facility devastated again by the tornado. Pfizer employee told ABC 11 that they rushed into the safety zone on hearing of the impending storm. Pfizer said 250-acre site with 1.4 million square feet of manufacturing space, one of the largest sterile injectable facilities in the world. Nearly 25% of all sterile injectables used in U.S. hospitals are produced at the site. 400 million units leave the site annually. It also produces vials, syringes, IV bags, bottles of anesthesia, therapeutics, anti-infectives, and neuromuscular blockers. We're assessing the situation to determine the impact on production. There will be no production, the way it sounds. No one again injured. It was an F, or was it EF3 tornado. And the guy said, and one of the guys says, "I don't ever want to see one like this again, because it went from sunshine to pitch black, and the storm lasted probably less than a minute. You can see what it's done." The mayor, Jackie Vick, told WITN News. So, bizarre things. I just wonder if maybe this was the hand of God, possibly. I have to think about it. Now, I'm going to go to another article, and this was out of a whatdoesitmean.com, and they have articles on this site from all over the world. Asia Times, RT News, they gather information everywhere. They're based in Ireland. And they're saying that the people are collectively paralyzed. Americans are waiting for something to happen, like a supernatural event. I agree. I absolutely agree. Everybody senses something and no one can identify it. I say that one thing is this coming election. This coming 2024 election, we're paralyzed, wondering what the scenario could be, what could happen. Don't be paralyzed. Come back in about 3 or 4 minutes after the breaks, and we'll continue our discussion, see where this goes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
with plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
American people have had a spell put on them. Better watch out. I ain't lying. There is a spell. There's a spirit that has gone out into the world. According to Isaiah chapter 25, it's a covering that blinds the eyes of mankind. But the eyes of mankind, through the goodness of God, are being opened to the truth. Going back to the election, everybody is waiting for something. They don't know what they're waiting for. Something spiritual, something they can't put a finger on. And Wall Street Journal, the 24 election is a fight over America's way of life. It warned the next race for the White House has turned into an existential election with voters on both sides fearing not just the loss of political influence, but also the destruction of their way of life. And then, out of the hard left, far left, New York Times, there's an article, Hoping for a Miracle, Hurling Toward Disaster. They're absolutely right. And they say, quote, have you met anyone truly excited about Joe Biden running for election? And by that I mean downright Obama Circuit 2008 energized, brimming with enthusiasm about what four more years of Joe Biden would bring to our body politic, our economy, our national mood, our culture. Let's be realistic. If there's a single one among us who can muster even a quiet yay, nope, No one, we're not counting the guy who sounds like he's performing elaborate mental dance moves to persuade himself or anyone who is paid to say so. According to a recent report in the Times, Biden's fundraising thus far doesn't exactly reveal a groundswell of grassroots excitement. Instead, most Democrats seem to view what looks like an inexorable rematch between Biden and Donald Trump with a sense of impending doom. And like I have stated, there will be no, I don't believe there can be a 2024 election. We are going to have a coup before that time. And the only one that is going to return, whether Americans want it or not, whether they believe it or not, is Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. That is what is in the air, and everyone feels a sense of doom, something spiritual about to happen. I talk about the hand of God maybe in this tornado there in destroying that Pfizer facility. Well, God isn't finished yet. God is going to put the individual that he has decided is going to replace Donald Trump, Barack Obama. God is going to have his way. And yes, he is Satan's choice, and God will allow it. And it even says in Revelation chapter 13 that Satan will give him his seat, his power, and great authority. I'm just presenting something to you that's not going to be pleasant, but I ask you to watch. The Democrats waiting for a rematch between Trump and Biden with a sense of impending doom. That old age is showing. Never an incantory speaker or a sparkling wit. Biden seems to have altogether thrown in the oratorical towel. Several weeks ago, and this is out of the New York Times. This is the machine. Several weeks ago, he appeared to actually wander off the set on MSNBC after figuratively wandering through 20 minutes of the host Nicole Wallace's gentle questions. Are you a man? That was one of the questions. Do you have male DNA? That was another question. What happens at sundown? Another question was, what happens at sunrise? And is Jill your nurse? That was the fifth question. And he couldn't answer them. Of course, you know, these are my own pre-made up questions. So it says that in another recent interview, when Fareed Zakaria, when asked specific questions about U.S.-China policy, Biden waded into a muddle of vague bromides and personal anecdotes about his travels as vice president with China's leader Xi Jinping. I remember seeing them traveling together. I think I can remember that. Not. When asked point blank whether it's time for him to step aside, Biden said almost tangentially, I just want to finish the job. It's hard to imagine Democrats or most Americans eager to relieve any aspect of the annus horribus that was 2020. Yet, it's as if we were collectively paralyzed, less complacent, and then utterly bewildered, waiting for something to happen, say a health crisis or an arrest or a supernatural event before 2024. How about the destruction of the Constitution of the United States of America? How about absolute total world war? How about Israel having to go to war with all the nations around her country? How about Russia moving with other nations from present day, the area of around Russia with other nations down to the Middle East? This absolutely will stop the election. The whole world is waiting. Then you have, we're going to go to a break here in just a few seconds, but Chuck Schumer, here is a PSYOP, two PSYOPs I could discuss. Number one, alien invasion, UFOs. The other would be flat earth. These are PSYOPs. Which is going to take the front, to take the lead? We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So we better hear what Democrat Party Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, little Chucky, had to say. With a bipartisan group of five other senators introducing extraordinary legislation suggesting that the United States government or private contractors, quote, may secretly possess recovered UFOs and biological evidence of living or deceased non-human intelligence. PSYOPs, true, but right now, at the time of the election, they want to muddy the waters with conspiracies, and they're the ones throwing the conspiracies out. And it's not a conspiracy that there are fallen angels. There are demons. There are interdimensional beings with intelligence that go from the other dimension into this dimension. But right now at the election, while these American senators begin their search for biological evidence of living or deceased non-human intelligence, U.S. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, she tears into the FBI director Chris Wray, globalist Wray, who works for Pilgrim Society Wray, with a declaration, "I compare your agency to the KGB of the Soviet era, to the KGB," end of quote, "and who previously warned the American peoples," quote, "as someone who was born in the Soviet Union, I am very disturbed by the use of the Department of Justice as a political tool and its power as a police state to suppress lawful public discourse. The FBI is starting to resemble the old KGB with secret warrantless surveillance, wiretapping, and intimidation of citizens." Very powerful. And the main job of the KGB, state police forces, in the former Soviet Union, was the eradication of Christianity. Now, she's hitting a very powerful point. This is exactly what the globalists, not just in this country, but internationally, the globalists, the rulers of the world, the armies of the world, the generals, the wealthy people of the world, their main threat is not the Constitution of the United States of America, is not the new Constitution of Russia. It is Christianity. The aspect of Christianity that fears God, regardless of the seven churches, Lutherans, Catholics, Greeks, Pentecostals, evangelicals, all the legs of evangelical Christianity, they fear the people that have Christ living inside of them. And not all of the Christians that have Christ in them, just those who are God-fearing, who fear God, who are faithful to God, who know God's word, who live for God and live for their fellow man, to help their fellow man. This is who they fear. So she says, the eradication of Christianity. This is exactly what will happen when Antichrist comes to power in the unipolar West. In the multipolar nations of the world, it will be Islam, it will be communism. They will try to eradicate Christianity. But in the unipolar West, it will be Antichrist and the children of Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist. She says, the eradication of Christianity and anything resembling normal moral life, which is being replayed in an under socialist siege America today, where Gabriel Wrench, who just received a settlement for being illegally arrested because he prayed outdoors with a mask, proclaimed, quote, "It's no secret that portions of our government and political groups are now starting to target Christians in a way that has never really happened in America." Now, last week, Tammy had a gentleman on from Canada, and the repression and the attacks of Christianity within Canada. Canada is a godless nation, just like Canada's distant mother, England. But anti-Christian hatred is already beginning, has already begun in this country. A proclamation that joins the shocking news, CMT, or Country Music Television, is no longer airing the music video for Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. even as the song reaches number one on the iTunes chart. I've heard the song. I can't play it. I'm strapped for seconds and minutes. You'll have to listen to it. Try that in a small town. Jason Aldean's new country music video. The video features Aldean singing in front of a government building with the American flag, incorporates footage from various protests, including those associated with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which was released last Friday. So this is what is happening. This is the present truth. The present truth is Christian hatred in this country. Hatred for those who love freedom. Hatred for those who love the Constitution. Hatred for those who want to be free. And hatred for those who even want to buy a gas-powered generator where the government is planning to, is going to target gas-powered generators being illegal. Why would they do that? Continued hardship from a mad, mad government that is not our government. It is a distant government from another realm. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360khnc.com.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
So as we finish today's program, collectively paralyzed, waiting for something to happen. There was an article, 100 Years of Communism and 100 Million Dead, and was talking about the Bolshevik Plague that began in Russia, the greatest catastrophe in human history. And that same plague, that political tool, is being played out once again in the land of the plumed serpent, the United States of America. Collectively paralyzed, waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for the 2024 election. And I can sense that most people really have a thought that the way things are changing, something is going to keep us from what we would want to believe is a true election. This election will not take place. I say it won't. There are going to be wars between now and that election. Israel, I believe, is perfect Everything in Israel, as a nation surrounding Israel, you have a perfect storm developing right now. The Arab, the terrorists, extreme terrorists to the north, to the east, to the southwest, they know they cannot allow Benjamin Netanyahu to continue to be the prime minister of Israel because he is continuing to build his economy. He's continuing to strengthen the military, and they just bought some more F-16s from the U.S. They're going to refit them for different means. Their Iron Dome, this Iron Dome that they have set in place now, is going to protect them from whatever it is that the terrorists, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them, are going to attempt. They're going to fail. Israel is going to clear out the enemies without that hate her and the enemies within that are within the country, the adversary. Israel is going to, with Benjamin Netanyahu, they're going to be successful in this next campaign. The next campaign will be a final campaign against these terrorist groups. Then the scene will be set for Russia and her allies, the people that will come with her to wage war in the Middle East, to occupy present-day Jordan and control Israel. They'll be unsuccessful because that war has to take place. It's called the Gog-Magog War. Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, I talk about it repeatedly because I realize that many of the things I present, just from the factual perspective, it takes months and a half a year, for people to finally see it, to get it, to grasp it. There's been talk of a new world order going back, you know, beginning with George Sr., actually openly stating to the American people a new world order. It's taken 20 years for people to grasp the concept, but that term was used by Adolf Hitler. It was used back at the turn of the last century. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll see what transpires overnight, see what happens in Russia, and in this country, see what happens in the White House when the sun goes down and when the sun comes up. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com for my podcast, my programs, and others also. Talk tomorrow.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.